This is 7707.
7707, good morning. I just got a call from your follower who is being told by passengers that he's picking up that you're pulling up the stops and opening up the door and telling them that you're in drop-off only.
Yeah, that's correct. He's right behind me, and I'm 23 minutes late. He's on time, so I was telling him to get on their bus so I could try to catch up. But that's only whenever I'm at a place when he's right behind me.
Okay, he's actually not on time. He is 60 minutes late. Our whole fleet is late this morning because of the snow and ice. So, you are not technically on unless you have contacted dispatch and have gotten authorization from dispatch off only, in which we would put you in drop-off only. So, he's your leader, not your follower, so I need you to pick up. And in the future, please, if we're behind you, call dispatch so that we can make sure that's your follower and not your leader, and what we want to do with you or the person in front or behind you.
Yeah, my apologies. You know, I'm so used to doing that on the tube where we kind of like piggyback each other whenever, you know, one of us is behind the other. So I've been picking up. I'll get ahead of them and then pick up customers. But that is my bad, and I apologize. If you could, let the driver know that I'm sorry. I made the incorrect assumption on that.
No worries. You don't want to get in trouble. You know, if road supervisor out there only and you haven't been cleared with us, that's a write-up. So I just want you to be aware of that.
Yeah, thank you. And again, please, if you could call that driver and let him know, because we might be just turning and burning when we get to Montgomery Park.
Copy that, 722.